Time now for more trivia on WCHL. Here we go. Wednesday morning, and Freddie Geiger's here.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's on your mind today?
In about 2 or 3 hours, I'm driving over to Durham and catching the train.
Oh, you're gonna ride that train?
Yes,
down
I
to Charlotte,
am.
Aren't
yes,
you?
I am.
Yeah,
I'm taking the train.
Yeah,
take the train. Get up tomorrow morning. Back on the train. Come back to Durham.
That's fun.
Hey,
I'm gonna do that sometime.
Listen, get on 85 just one afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And try to get to Charlotte.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
So I love looking out the train window and just watching the parking lot on I-85 around Salisbury and Concord.
And for once in your life, you'll be on the right track.
Yes.
Take the train. Remember that song?
Yes.
Take the train?
Yeah. Take the A train.
Yeah. Well, it's Take the A train. Yeah. Whole bunch of train songs.
Exactly. But that has nothing to do... Well, actually, it does. That's my my transportation to what I have to do tonight. And, folks, whether you're ready for it or not...
That's football season.
This is the first preseason game for the Carolina Panthers, in which half the city of Charlotte will probably be dressed to play because, you know, everybody and his brother's going to be on the field to give coaches a chance to get a look. So our question's going to have something to do about the Panthers.
And we don't know if all your favorites will be in action or not.
Yeah, if they see more than a couple of series.
Yeah, that'll be something. But, yeah, what kind of question you got?
Here we go. Carolina Panthers. Who was the first Panther quarterback to start in their first regular season game back in 1995?
God, I'm trying to remember that guy's
1995,
name.
1995, first season, first regular season game. Who was the starting Panther quarterback?
I can't remember the guy's name. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, you can win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you're good to go.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
I'm going to tell you right up front here. I can't remember the name of that first Panthers quarterback.
I'll give you a hint. What? He was a quarterback at one time with the Maryland Terrapins and led one of the greatest, if not the greatest, NFL comeback in NFL history.
Frank Reich?
That's right!
Really?
Attaboy!
I was just guessing. I wasn't thinking that it was him.
Attaboy!
Yeah, when you said the thing about Maryland, that's who I thought of. But I was thinking it was that other guy who came along later.
Kerry Collins.
Yeah, there you go. That's who I thought it was.
Now, former Bills backup Frank Reich, despite being drafted number one, Kerry Collins was not the team's first starting quarterback. It was Reich.
Yeah.
The Panthers' first regular season game was against the Atlanta Falcons in the Georgia Dome out on the road. And although the Panthers scored on their first three possessions to take a 13-0 lead, the Falcons rallied to win 23-20 in overtime.
Wow. So they had in their first three possessions, they had a touchdown and two field goals.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
With John Casey, who for years was the only original Panther until finally he was traded away. Or
that guy was money.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
What a fantastic career he had.
Never missed.
Yeah.
Surefoot.
Sugarfoot.
Sure-footed.
Sure-footed.
Sugarfoot.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks, man.
Hey, that's pretty good you got Frank Reich.
Yeah, if you hadn't given me that hint about the Maryland Terrapins, I probably would not have. But, you know.
You being the Renaissance man, you had it.
Well, thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.